Okay. Good morning, everybody. Let this page to refresh here. Maybe. Maybe. There we go. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before Nu Skin was a workaholic, mortgage broker, and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and then enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal Nu Skin representative or Nu Skin product support for more details on the program, and check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic is, here's how fast you need to walk on a treadmill for weight loss. I'm kind of doing more on the treadmill as my knees have been bothering me a little bit instead of walking on the cement. It's kind of nice. It'll be a little more forgiving. And let's see here. This article came out about 3 weeks ago. The story is by Alexa Melardo, M-E-L-L-A-R-D-O. And I found it on Eat This, Not That. And let's get rolling. If the treadmill is your go-to source of cardio, bye, honey. Love you. Make it great. If the treadmill is your go-to source of cardio, you're likely always on the lookout for ways to maximize your routine. In addition to strength training, engaging in regular cardio is a crucial part of a well-rounded exercise regimen, especially if you're trying to melt unwanted pounds. Get ready to kick up your treadmill workout, because we linked up with Ronnie Garcia, CPT, certified physical trainer, PT, whatever that is, CPT means, Blink Fitness, who breaks down exactly how fast you should walk on a treadmill for weight loss, along with how long your workout should be. Keep reading to learn more, and when you're finished, should be blah, blah, blah. Okay, skip that part. How fast do you need to walk on a treadmill for weight loss? According to Garcia, pace varies by individual, but general guidelines is to aim for a brisk pace that elevates your heart rate and makes you break a sweat. You should comfortably be able to maintain a conversation. If you can't, then you're walking too fast. And that applies even off the treadmill when you're out walking in your neighborhood or around somewhere. Basically, your goal pace should be 3 to 4 miles per hour. You should be able to keep up this pace for 30 minutes to an hour. As you gain more experience in your fitness routine, Garcia says you can bump up the speed and include intervals of jogging or running. How long should your treadmill workout be for weight loss? The length of the treadmill workout is another aspect that can be unique to the individual. A good starting point is at least 30 minutes of continuous treadmill activity. As you progress, you can extend your workout to 45 minutes to an hour. And that's, of course, as long as your fitness level allows, and remember to listen to your body. Remember that being consistent with your efforts is key. So Garcia stresses you should try to perform a minimum of 150 minutes of moderate intense exercise each week. How is treadmill walking a beneficial addition to a weight loss routine? It burns calories. It should come as no surprise that getting in your daily steps or strides on a treadmill or on the pavement helps your body burn calories, resulting in weight loss over time. Garcia points out that the number of calories you torch depends on how fast you're walking and the length of your workout. It's accessible. Accessibility is key when putting together a regular fitness regimen, because it'll help you stick with it in the long term. And sustainability is everything when it comes to weight loss. Treadmills are easily accessible, as most gyms have one. In fact, they have many, generally. It also allows you to work out no matter the weather. It's customizable. Along with being accessible, the treadmill provides a wide range of incline options, speeds, and workout regimens. If you're ever in need of ways to revamp your routine, it boosts your muscle tone. Walking targets the lower body, primarily the calves, thighs, and glutes. It also engages the core muscles for stability. Well, that was a short one. That was it. A 3-minute read there. How fast do you need to walk on the treadmill? Now, I've started, when I'm at our gym, Planet Fitness, over here in town or anywhere else around that I go to, I'm walking at probably a 2.5 to 3 mile pace, but I put it on an incline of 10% to 12%, sometimes it's 15%. I think it goes up past that, but 10 to 12%. So I'm walking up a hill, but I also set the guide to random. So while it's down to 12%, it's the peak of the hill, down it goes down, it lowers itself down, gives you a little break, and automatically it only takes you back up. So it kind of mimics more like you're walking outdoors versus just on a flat surface. Also, when you're walking on the uphill, you're burning a little more calories, a little more energy, but you don't have to worry about the pace as much. Before my knee was bothering me, there's times I'd walk at a 4 or 4.5 mile per hour pace, which breaks you into a jog. I'm not trying to do that anymore. Just strictly getting the burning calories, pushing myself up that hill consistently. And I do that right now. I think I'm on the treadmill maybe 2 to 3 times per week. Our lifting workouts are every 72 hours. So today is our workout Tuesday. The last time I worked out was on Saturday. So Tuesday I'll work out today. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, be off. Friday be our next workout. So either on tomorrow or the following day, we'll hit the gym and do some recumbent bike or treadmill for me, either or. Burn extra calories. And so it's not an everyday constant type of thing. It also gives yourself a little chance to rest. Treadmill, like I said, hey, you can do it any time of the year, no matter what the weather was. In fact, we were there in the weekend. It was pouring down rain outside, so walking outside was not really an option unless you're insane. And so it was nice in the gym. And the time we picked, later in the afternoon, we have like 40 treadmills, but there was no waiting for them. You just jump right on and grab one of your choice. And, of course, you can plant yourself in one of the TVs, watch something mindless on TV, or plug in your headsets, listen to something on your phone, and it makes your time go by faster. And we generally go for we just started back. I started with 15 minutes, then went to 20 minutes, and now I'm up to 30 minutes. It took literally 3 sessions. We went the first session was 15, the next session was the 20 minutes, and now 30 minutes consistently. And our treadmills, I think all of them do, offers a warm down at the end of the 30-minute cycle, which is about 5 minutes. And actually, that part drives me crazy because sometimes it goes so slow, it doesn't look like you're doing anything, but I stay on for the cool down period of it, and let my heart rate come back down to a normal level on a nice even scale pace like that. And then we're done with it, and I log it in as part of my weekly workout. And it probably burns at my weight now. I'm 180 something right now. On that 12-minute, I think I burned somewhere between 200 to about 250 calories in that 30 minutes, which is pretty decent, you know. And again, it's certainly not very. It's much less stressful on my knees and my joints. It's very low impact. I'm not running on it, and because it's a treadmill, like I said, it has a little more give to it, so it can be a little simpler on her. The other choice might be, if you don't like treadmills, is my wife prefers recumbent bike. She doesn't like being on the treadmill. She likes sitting down at recumbent bike chair, and she'll go for 30 minutes, same thing with the same 5-minute warm down. And both burn about the same amount of calories. Her a little less. She burns a little less than I do. I mean, I'm a little bigger, and I'm going up that hill. But she's probably 180 to maybe 200 calories to be burned in that 30-minute period. So it's a nice way, again, to make sure if you're eating too much pizza, to work some of it off. All right. Well, look, these calls are recorded on SoundCloud.com. You can find it by looking for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. I changed how I identified the link. So if you had it bookmarked before, you might want to go back and re-bookmark it and make sure you have it permanently there in your favorites there so you can get back to it. And with that, let's open up the line. If I can get over there, yep, there we go. Shorty's
wow,
there.
That was, yeah, but it was great, Frank, because, you know, it reminds people we've got to do that exercise and how to go about it effectively. So that is a good thing.
Well, thank you. What are you doing?
Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about, is a vegetarian or a vegan diet healthier than a diet that contains a small amount of animal products? So we'll be diving into that for tomorrow, and yeah, we'll keep us on our toes.
Okay. Well, excellent. And on your toes is where you should be. All right. Well, be sure to call back in tomorrow, folks, and jump on and listen to Susan, and then, of course, also on Thursday. I'll be back again. See, this is Tuesday, right? Yeah. I'll be back again on Thursday, and Susan finish off the week on Friday. We want to thank you all for coming and joining us, and tell your friends to come on here with us, and so we can fill up these lines. All right. Thanks, everybody. Go out and make it a great day, and I'll see you back here on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Frank.